Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's talk about these Washington Redskins because their season is over. Trash bags brought into the locker room, everything emptied out. They lost to the Giants on New Year's Eve 18-10. But now they head into the offseason. A lot of questions about what the future is here for the Washington Redskins. So to get some answers, let's go to Trevor Maddish, WMAL Redskins analyst. Trevor, good morning. Happy New Year, sir.
Good morning. Happy New Year, and I hope you're warm.
We're staying as bundled up as we can. The studio's nice and warm this morning. Let's talk about the Redskins. First of all, this game, any lessons to draw from the last game of the season, losing to the Giants, who, of course, are last place in the NFC East?
You know what? Not really. You can make the case that the Giants had nothing to play for, the Redskins had nothing to play for, but the Giants played harder, and we can break that down. But the truth of it is, the Redskins, you know, with that one game, it doesn't really tell us a whole lot. It
right.
just leaves us with a bad feeling heading into the offseason.
Yeah, and this offseason is crucial. So there's a lot of questions here, and some of them seem to have gotten resolved in the last 24 hours or so. The reports indicating that Jay Gruden, Bruce Allen, guys like that, are going to stay with the Washington Redskins. Is that what you're hearing? Is that official?
Well, I'm hearing that, and that's what I expect, especially head coach Jay Gruden. Out with all the injuries, and they were epic injuries to key starters on both sides of the ball. And he still put them in position to win most of the games that they lost. And so I think he should stay, and all indications are that he will.
Now, one of the things I've seen is kind of the silver lining coverage of the Redskins here, and I don't know if you agree, but this is the first time, the first time winning, they've won seven games or more now in three straight seasons for the first time in almost two decades, kind of being seen as a sign of encouragement. The Redskins, best I could tell, they looked pretty good this year when they had their opportunities, when they were healthy, but injury really dragged them. So what's the focal point this offseason in order to basically take a team that has all of this possibility and turn that into results?
Well, aside from the quarterback, there are really two. One is to get healthy, and the other is to continue to develop the young players. Because part of the reason they look so good at times was some of those young guys, especially from this last draft, look like they will be star players for the Redskins for a long time as they develop with each other over the next several years. And so there's a lot to be encouraged about because of those young players that they've brought in.
Okay, so the big question everyone is going to be wondering about is the fate of Kirk Cousins. Is he going to be on the team? Is he not going to be on the team? Any kind of information?
Yeah, what tea leaves do you have?
What's going on there?
Yeah, it's really funny because everything that he says gets dissected. What might this mean? What was he saying between the lines? And it's kind of funny to see all that play out. It's playing out that way because the fans, I think, mostly really want him to stay. I think Redskins want him to stay. The question is, does Cousins want to stay? And I don't know that he does. Remember that when he signed the franchise tag last summer, he said that they're evaluating me for another year, but I am also evaluating them. And I think it still stings him a bit that after all he's done here, that the last several years, not so much this past one, but the last couple before that, the word out of the front office was, we just haven't seen enough from Cousins to fully commit to him. And I think that bothered him a little bit. He'd never show it because he's a professional. But I think it did. And I have the feeling that unless the Redskins really overwhelmed him with a contract offer, he may end up in Denver. Denver actually would be a perfect place for him because they have the best defense in the league and some of the best receivers in the league already in place. And they've already shown that with Peyton Manning, if they get the right quarterback in there, they can win right now.
If Kirk Cousins walks, if he is not signed, that gives them, though, money to be able to either attract someone else or keep other free agents.
That does. You're right. And it would cost them probably around $30 million a year if they re-sign Cousins, and that's money that could go somewhere else. But the problem is that quarterback has been a wasteland position for the Redskins for years. Years and years and years. except for that one rookie season of RG3. The Browns are in that wasteland now. And there are other teams. The Jets have been in that wasteland a lot recently, the Bills. And so I think Redskins fans have kind of forgotten what it's like to not have a signal caller that can get the job done. So I think the Redskins should offer him that $30 million a year. But if they don't, it doesn't mean that the franchise closes up and drifts out into the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Now, the question now will be, can they get a good quarterback? And the thing is, there are a lot of good quarterbacks coming out in the draft, or at least good prospects that they may be able to develop. But if they do, they're a few years away. Remember, though, that the good young core of this team are basically first, second, and third-year players. And if they can develop a quarterback over the course of a couple of years, they'll all hit their prime together. So if Cousins does leave, it's not the end of the franchise.
Now, because the Redskins had a middling record at 7-9, that means they'll also have a middling draft pick, and that doesn't usually work out too well, right? In terms of just getting advantages, you either want to be first or last, right?
Well, you know, it's always better to draft higher. And the thing is, quarterbacks are really a 50-50 proposition when you draft them in the first round, whether they'll pan out. So, you know, that's why I hope they do keep Cousins. But, you know, if they drafted higher, still a 50-50 proposition. They just have more choices.
Now, the season, of course, is not fully over. We're waiting for the playoffs to conclude, too. But is there anybody entering free agency, do you think, that the Redskins are going to want to take a look at? Should Kirk Cousins not be their guy?
No, because quarterbacks that are that good usually don't hit free agency. The team either keeps them or they trade them. But
Right. Free
agency is not there. And good quarterbacks don't get traded much either. So it's a tough situation. I mean, what they don't want to do is go back into the quarterback wasteland. And if Cousins leaves, they had better get the next choice, whether it's a free agent or a draft pick. They'd better get it right the first time or they will squander.
Yep.
The prime of the career of some of these other young guys.
Yeah, the Redskins have some homework this season, trying to catch up and get improve that team. Thank you, Trevor Maddich, as always. Really appreciate it. Happy New Year to you again.
Thanks, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.